The Last Match by Ruth Brown Lewis. While the Whitings were at Mount Pisgah preparing to cross the plains, they started a factory to manufacture chairs. They loaded wagons with chairs to take down the river to Missouri. After successfully selling them, they encountered an Iowa blizzard, hurricane and cyclone all in one. Clouds and Egyptian darkness settled suddenly around them. They had no tornado cellars to flee to. The cold was intense. The wind came from all directions and they knew they were nearing home. Skilled backwoodsmen, though they realized amid swirling winds that they were incontestably lost. They did not know which direction they were going, and they and their teams were freezing. They were forced to make camp and build a fire. Everything was wet under the snow. An Arctic wind, in its fierceness and unchained violence, was raging around them. They unyoked their oxen to seek for a sheltered spot. This being done, they turned their attention to themselves. Frostbitten as they were, they sought in the darkness a little dry fuel. The best they found was poor enough. Now for the matches, only three in the crowd. No such matches as we have now. Two of the three were unsuccessfully struck. One alone remained between them and certain death. Every precaution was taken by the freezing men to ensure the successful burning of the last match. Inside a large wooden bucket in which they fed the cattle their grain, and another held inverted over that, the match was struck. The tiny flame caught the timber in the bucket. Their lives were saved by the burning of the last match. When the storm broke and light appeared, they found themselves only a few rods from their own fence. Their oxen's noses were fearfully frozen and split open. After they healed and they grew new hooves, the oxen were fine. The men knelt and thanked their heavenly Father for their safe arrival home.